good morning. It's time for the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Good morning. My name is Dave Kabikian.
And good morning. I'm Jane Marie Schaefer.
Morning, Jane Marie. Jane Marie and I are two of the attorneys from the Herzog Law Firm, and some combination of us is here every single weekend talking to you about estate planning and elder law. Tough topics that hopefully we make a little easier to understand and to be able to relay to family members and so on. The name of the game is trying to protect our assets while making sure things go to the right people, the right way, etc. It's a call-in show, and you can reach us at 518-476-5900. And if you have a fact pattern that you don't want to have on the radio, you want to meet with Jane Marie or Phil or myself in person in one of our three offices in Albany, Saratoga, and Kingston, you could reach us at 518-465-7581. Good morning, Jane Marie. How are you?
I am well. How are you?
I'm good. Are you?
I'm recovering from the move, I guess is what I was going to say.
Are you sore?
I'm a little bit sore.
Well, yeah. Why don't you tell everyone what move you're talking about?
So we have very exciting news. We have moved our offices to a larger office in Saratoga. That's a combination of our old Clifton Park and Saratoga offices. And it's a bigger, beautiful space, really nice. And we moved this week.
We sure did. And let's just detail how beautiful this new space is, because it really is. Mm-hmm. Not that our old spaces were not beautiful in their own little charming ways, but our old Saratoga office was a converted house.
Yes.
When you have things like converted houses, you have things like converted kitchens and converted bathrooms and so on. In the bathroom we had in our old office, the bathtub doubled as a
storage closet.
Storage area, and that's what you do when you're given certain kinds of spaces. But really, was a wonderful office for the firm. The firm is expanding. We're getting busier. We have more and more days where you and I, or you and Phil, or Phil and I, are both in Saratoga. And when that happens, a small house-like office becomes a little too small.
That's right. And I know people will miss some of the beautiful details, like the molding and the fireplaces.
How about the floors? There were some great floors in that old
Saratoga. The floors were beautiful there. So we will miss that, and that was beautiful. But we need to have more room so we can see more clients.
Exactly right. And actually, one of the most exciting things about the new space, so by the way, it's at 60 Railroad Place in Saratoga Springs, so just two blocks away from where our previous office was. And, all our clients will get these details in our newsletter and so on. And whenever you're scheduling an appointment, obviously we'll walk you through how to get to the new office and so on. But there's a big open space that used to be like a cubicle farm for an accounting firm. And we saw it, and instantly we thought, well, we can present in here, and we can host in here, and we can have all sorts of roundtables and workshops and all sorts of things. So, for example, Jane Marie, maybe we're going to have a Understanding Your Trust workshop once a month.
That's right.
I just invented that right now. sounds great. Yeah. And that way, it's kind of loosey-goosey. It's not really formal, but we get to continue to help our clients understand their plans.
Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful space. It's going to be great to meet people. It'll have all the latest technology, right? So that's an improvement. And, sometimes old houses aren't so great with technology.
Whatever you guys do, when you do come to the new Saratoga office, do not lift up any of the pictures on the walls and look to see how many holes are in the wall. Because, and this is understandable, but Kim pointed this out to me. At first, the photos and the prints I put up were all a little low. They were at my level. They looked fine. And she said, you may want to raise those a couple inches there, Dave. So don't look behind the pictures. Okay? Everything's very even and flat and symmetrical. But so really, really good news there, Jane Marie. I yesterday wasn't in the office very much for some bad news. And I wanted to kind of share this story with our audience and with you. I know you know parts of it. Right. And I thought it's a good cautionary tale for our clients about how things can change and how quickly things can change. in lives and why it is so darn important to plan ahead of time, especially in this kind of world that Jamarie and I and Phil live in. So, Jamarie, if you don't mind, I'll kind of set this up. I'll pause along the way and kind of get your observations. So, family member of our extended family, husband and wife, they have a child, and all's well in the world. Mm-hmm. And as they approach, you know, their 70s and so on, still all was right with the world. Mm-hmm. And I started to notice, as did some other family members, that husband was showing some signs. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm talking about, Jamarie.
Right.
We're not
the
talking
signs we talk about on the radio.
Yeah. And, you know, a very brilliant person being a little less brilliant, or a little the vocabulary perhaps shrinking a little bit.
Forgetting things once in a while?
Yeah, just more quiet and mm-hmm. something's up.
Right.
What's up? It could be a bad day. It could be mm-hmm. anything, Jamarie. And, you know, knowing what we know, and I know when you meet with someone and husband and wife are in the room together and mm-hmm. wife is doing all the talking and husband's just doing some of the nodding and mm-hmm. and asking a question that doesn't maybe completely correlate with the next step in your conversation, you might start to think, well, maybe the reason for this meeting is because of the husband, right? Or
right.
there might be
right.
a need in the future for the husband.
Yes. Yeah, you can kind of figure that out sometimes without the person saying it.
And, I mean, we're not saying, hey, you know, it's time for the pamphlets on dementia or this or that. It's just the first starting of sign. You could see mm-hmm. it, okay, a little bit.
Right.
And unfortunately, as a year or two progressed, it was a little more. And I remember speaking with my wife about, hey, you know, I think something's up. They really do need to do something. I wonder if they have something in place. I'm not going to just go ahead and ask relatives about their estate plans. I probably should, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And eventually, the family did let us know what was going on and that there was a diagnosis of in the dementia family.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, Jamarie, what would you be doing if there's a family comes to you and there's just a recent diagnosis? Nothing's on fire. What kind of thoughts are you going to have?
First thing, I'm going to ask if they have a power of attorney and a healthcare proxy.
Right.
And make sure if they don't, which a lot of people don't, that they get that done quickly. Because you need to do that while you still have capacity so you can designate someone else to take care of things.
So expand on that, Jamarie. Why is that power of attorney so important? And I mean, healthcare proxies are great and important. Mm-hmm. I always focus on that power of attorney you mentioned. Mm-hmm. What are you so worried about?
So I'm worried about in the future, you know, when they need to pay for care, we need to plan for how we're going to pay for that care. We may have to move assets, set up a trust, you know, or hopefully we can set up the trust now. We may need to add to the trust in the future. So there's a lot of Medicaid planning that we want to do to prepare for the time when that person needs care.
And some of that planning is going to need that person's signature. And
yes.
And spouse is great, mm-hmm. but spouse cannot sign for, you know, wife can't sign for husband unless you got a power of attorney. Husband cannot sign
right.
for wife without a power of attorney. Well, wait a minute. We're on a joint account, Jamarie. Right?
That's,
we're fine. We don't need it.
But you have other things too, don't you? Don't you have, you know, your IRA or... that you may need to take distributions from, start taking those early.
Retitling the house, right? Getting
right.
the house into a trust.
That's right.
So, you know, it's tough to have these conversations. It's easier for us to have it on the radio, believe it or not. It's easier on the radio to talk about this than it is face-to-face with a family member.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to talk to a client about it because we could talk about the family members. Say, hey, look, I'm dealing with this mm-hmm. at home. This
right.
is what you got to do, et cetera. Eventually we got to the point of doing a trust, and that was around November of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So about 5 years ago. So we did a trust, and what's the purpose of the Medicaid trust, right? It's, you know, leave money to the right people. It's avoid probate. The big one is protect money in case we have long-term care needs in the future. And then always, you know, our clients are still controlling, like a puppet master controls mm-hmm. puppets. You're controlling your trust. We're not giving up control. We're being proactive. And I'd say at this point, just we don't need a diagnosis to convince ourselves to do a trust. If you own pieces of property, Jay Marie, mm-hmm. and you think you're going to die one day, you should actually have a trust.
That's right. That's right. Or just as you're getting older after you retire, you should start thinking about protecting assets.
Absolutely.
Know, even though you're healthy, there may not even be a history in your family. It's just a smart idea to do it because things happen that you don't expect.
Right. Now, you know, I'll say for myself, have you know, it's one thing for you and myself, Phil, you know, to be elder law attorneys and estate planning attorneys, and you, oh my God, I bet you've seen it all, right? In the right, yeah, mm-hmm. we have. But when that person leaves our office, mm-hmm. they've left our office.
Right,
we're done seeing it.
Right, right.
We're not seeing what's happening at home. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, a year later when we see them again, we say, oh, wow, that, the, you know, there's really been a change.
A decline or something, right? A
decline. It's another thing where you see it kind of day to day or week to week, as the case may be. And you kind of see the raw emotions behind mm-hmm. the scenes of mm-hmm. it. And, you know, to me, the way I look at things, I think you and I are kind of the same way where things are factual. If you're sick, well, here's how we're going to get better. We're not going to lament on the fact that we're sick.
Right, right.
We're going to focus on how to get better.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And we were able to get home care Medicaid, community Medicaid, that entered our fact pattern to say, okay, you know what? This is a long-term fact pattern. We want to keep everyone at home. We did the trust. Let's now apply for home care.
And that's great.
Right. And we did. Mm-hmm. And thanks to Michael and from our office. Thanks to Kim from our office. In 2018, 2019, I guess 2019, really, we got approval for community Medicaid. And they were approved for 14 hours a day of help.
That's a lot of help.
A lot of help.
That's a lot.
They didn't need 14 hours a day, but mm-hmm. they were approved for it. And I was doing cartwheels mm-hmm. figuratively. I don't think I could do a cartwheel if I tried. I think I'd hurt something very bad. But we were really happy about it because that was a lot of hours.
That's a tremendous amount of hours, and you can do a lot with that. You can stay out of an institution, pretty much.
Well, you could do a lot with it, Jamie, as long as you are willing to accept the help.
Oh, that's always an issue.
It sure is, and it is many layers to that, because why wouldn't you take the help? Of course, get the help. Well, it's complicated because it sounds good. Mm-hmm. It always sounds good for us to talk about home care and community Medicaid and, you know, making lemonade out of lemons. Well, some people don't like lemonade. And getting new people to come into your house to care for your spouse while you're there, you might not like that.
It's intrusive, right?
Yeah.
Some people don't like the idea of strangers, and at least they're strangers in the beginning, coming into your house. Yeah. I find eventually people, you know, if they have a long-term caregiver, they kind of become part of the family, but it's hard to get to that point.
Yeah, and, you know, I made my vows at my wedding day, and I'm going to be the one to take care of my spouse, not going to be somebody else. And that care, those 14 hours, never turned into anything. In the fact pattern.
Ooh.
And then something called COVID happened mm-hmm. in the beginning of 2020. And I'd like to pick up on the second half of that conversation after our break. We'll be right back with the second half of the Herzog Law Firm's Estate and Medicaid Planning Show right after this.
You've been listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. Join us every week to learn more about protecting the assets you've worked hard for, options available for Medicaid planning, and more. With offices located in Corporate Woods in Albany, West Harrison Street in Saratoga Springs, Executive Woods in Clifton Park, and 130 North Front Street in Kingston, our attorneys are here to help you. If you'd like to schedule an appointment to speak with David, Jane Marie, or Phil, please call us during normal business hours Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To contact us in Albany, Clifton Park, or Saratoga offices, call 518-465-7581 or our Kingston office at 845-338-6405. Let the Herzog Law Firm help navigate a plan that works for you and your family. Now back to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm.
Good morning. We're back. My name is Dave Kubikin.
And my name is Jane Marie Schaefer.
Jamie and I were talking, we were talking about our big office move, which was very exciting. 60 Railroad Place in Saratoga Springs is our new Saratoga address. It's an expansion of the Saratoga office. And if you have seen us before in Clifton Park, you can choose your own adventure. You can come down to Albany or you can come up to Saratoga Springs, but we will not be seeing you in Clifton Park unless we pass you on the Northway.
And in the future, we can expect a celebration, an opening of the office where you'll get to see it.
Absolutely. We were also talking about a more personal fact pattern, and I was saying to Jane Marie in between during the break here how educational this has all been for me. So a long-term care fact pattern in the family, signs of it, but silence. Eventually, sharing news, then being proactive, doing a trust in November of 2018. A lot of care is available and approved for, but none of the care is used. And then COVID starts. Mm-hmm. And that provided legitimate excuses like, well, the last thing we need is COVID. And we knew how scary that illness was back in March of 2020, and it was literally a life or death type of thing, and I think it still is to a degree. But the idea of having someone else come into the house, Jay Marie, if it wasn't hard enough to have someone come into your house, into your space and your affairs, the fact they might give you COVID is like, okay, we'll take it from here, right?
Right. A lot of people stopped using home care during that time, and family stepped up just to keep your exposure low. So.
And I'll tell you, you know, I don't know if we really talked about this, but, nursing homes were being ravaged. So you didn't want to go there. It's just the livings were getting hit hard. So home was the place. Home was probably the safest place to be.
Those were tough times. We remember that, right?
I kind of feel like we just block it out of our memory.
It's like a bad dream sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So COVID happens and COVID starts to dwindle and none of that care ever made it to that house. And, the disease didn't wait.
Mm-hmm.
So that continued to progress and vocabulary got more and more limited and the ability for this person to act on their own essentially was eliminated. You could see the wear and tear on the caregiver.
His wife.
Yeah. Still up for the moment, but you could see how difficult it was.
It's exhausting taking care of someone like that on your own around the clock.
24/7.
Probably don't get to sleep much, right?
Correct. And there was a time where a neighbor let us know and let her know that this gentleman was outside at night.
Oh, wandering at night. Ugh.
Yeah, and it was just really, really tough. And I could never put myself in her shoes on it. And from an outside perspective, I say, oh, man, there was so much help available.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if help would have changed anything, Jamie. Mm-hmm. So we get to 2022. We're at 3.5, not even 3.5 years since we did the trust, right? So we got to make home work. Whatever's going on, and hopefully we find a way to get some help. And unfortunately, in March of 2022, caregiver passed away.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, and it was all of a sudden. It wasn't coming. And
you never expect the caregiver to pass first, right?
That's not the way it's supposed to happen, right?
That's right.
And sometimes when we have clients who say, well, you know, husband's 10 years older than wife, and they say, well, that, you know, we know that the house is exempt if wife is okay and husband needs a nursing home, so we're not going to do a trust or we're not going to do this or that. If you write it down that way and you promise it's going to happen that way, that's great. If you happen to know the lottery numbers years from now, let me know so I could play them. But you're playing with fire.
You can't always predict what happens, so you have to prepare for both.
Yeah, and if Kim was here, she'd tell you that you know, caregiver issues are real, and sometimes the caregivers, because there's just so much stress, Jay Marie, they may go downhill.
Yes, I've certainly seen that times.
Yeah. from our standpoint, we were left with a situation where we have someone who needs a lot of care. The person they were most used to no longer is with us. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of pieces to pick up. And if you asked me, and family members did ask me, I said, we're going to need a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and unfortunately, right. We're not at 5 years, and there's some ramifications financially to it. But what how could we possibly mm-hmm. keep this gentleman at home? And their son came home from being on the West Coast to a complete you-know-what storm.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Lots of opinions, lots of you got to do this, you got to do that. Just lost his mother,
mm-hmm.
figuratively lost his father.
Right, and has to figure out
trying
how
to figure
take
it
care
all
of
out.
Him. Right.
And that did not go well at first.
Right.
He was very steadfast on the idea that his father's not going to go into a nursing home. He's going to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mom wanted. And it was like, okay, yeah, but I mean, you'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, I was wrong and he was right.
Yeah.
Which is amazing to me.
Good to hear in this case. Right.
Yeah. Well, if that was the right fit, you know, so mm-hmm. it's not like there's a right or wrong, but in that situation, you just need to do what you think is best. And he did what he thought was best in trying to keep dad at home. We reinvigorated the community Medicaid.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it wasn't 14 hours a day. He was approved for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
That is impressive. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not amazing that you need that care. It's amazing that that care is available to you to keep you out of a nursing home. That's just so fortunate.
Well, so that's the easy part, though, Jamie. The hard part is who will the caregivers be?
Mm-hmm.
When Medicaid says they're paying for the whole thing, that just means they're paying for hours. They're not providing hours. It's on you. You got to figure it out. And Kim was able to get the family in touch with a organization that provides live-ins. And for the last year and a half, a live-in, for the most part, a live-in was in that house, and wherever dad was, the live-in was there. Great person.
Great.
They lucked out.
Yeah.
And I would imagine it's possible to not luck out and find wrong people and have it not be a good fit. It turned out to be a very good fit.
That's wonderful. And he was in his home, right?
He was in his home, and he was with his son.
Right.
You know, every fact pattern's different, and some people maybe should be in a nursing home or would be better off in a nursing home, I guess is the right way to say it.
Right.
And some people need to be at home. And if they were in a nursing home for a week, that would be the end of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's no right. It's not like you got to do it this way. You got to do it that way in our profession.
No, it boils down to whether some people are more social and like, assisted living in nursing homes to do activities, and some people just have things they want to do at home.
And, you know, if your plan is to stay at home, I love it. We're still going to do the Medicaid trust. We're still going to worry about the 5 years, because notwithstanding what your wishes are, sometimes home doesn't work. If Kim was here again, she'd say sometimes, you know, where someone lives is going to make it really difficult to get care, or their needs are going to be too much. Or Medicaid isn't going to cover as many hours as you thought they would. So we fast forward to, you know, on the timeline, we know November of 2023 will mark the 5-year
mm-hmm.
anniversary of the trust, and that'll create more options. And that date came and went, and over the last month or so, maybe 2 months, really last month, it's almost like poetic in terms of the timeline, I got to this mark, and this gentleman started to go a little more downhill,
mm-hmm.
and he did pass away. And yesterday at the funeral, Jamie, seeing the whole fact, think about the whole fact, right? Thinking about mm-hmm. 5 years ago, think about 8 years ago
mm-hmm.
when I had a hunch on something,
right?
And then think about when the family was ready to talk about, think about when the trust was done, think about the care that could have been there and whether or not that would have extended lives.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea.
Right.
We just know it went the way it went. And for me, it's been really, really helpful as an attorney to understand that emotional side to it. Because when someone meets with you, it tends to be, here are my numbers. Here's what I got. Mm-hmm. Here's who I want to leave things to.
Right.
And then you use, you know, it's not a formula, but you use your intuition and your knowledge to craft a plan for them. And then they leave.
Right.
And there's that whole other world.
That's right.
And it's been, you know, like I'll be a better attorney and have better conversations and be more helpful to clients because of going through this. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone. And I barely dealt with it. Right. Mm-hmm. This was, right. You know.
The other side of the family.
Yeah.
Right.
And kudos to Son for all that, yes, that he did to try to keep things the way he thought best. But really eye-opening, and it reminds me to tell everyone every single day, you have to plan ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Not because bad things are going to happen, but they might.
Right.
And you have to plan.
And all your planning certainly helped them get through this period. I mean, you have to think better off than, you know, if they had nothing.
So, you know, things like the power of attorney were helpful. Right. Certainly the last year and a half of knowing that all that care was paid for,
yes,
by the government. And we use something called a pooled income trust to protect, right, the income. It really, you know, the last year and a half was a absolute success, mm-hmm, in being able to protect money, get care under the terms that the family wanted. I mean, that part couldn't have gone better from a outsider's point of view. Oh, right, yeah, all that stuff was saved.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really, you know, it took the right caregiver. It took the right, right, people in between us and finding that caregiver, people like Kim and her network to try to make it all work. Really, really interesting stuff.
And you seeing the personal side of it, as you said, really makes the difference when you're, because you can recommend something to a client but having that personal knowledge of how they have to make that decision, what it's going to entail, that helps.
Oh, for sure, Jamie. And I'll tell you, I have talked about this fact pattern, mm-hmm, probably 50 or 60 times, mm-hmm, in the last 2-3 years.
Right.
Because when we do meet with clients where there's a need, but it's not a big need yet, mm-hmm, and they don't want to proceed with the trust or community, I get not maybe ready for help yet. Fine.
Yeah,
Do the trust.
Get the trust done. There's no, right, harm in doing the trust
because
early.
Even if we're wrong on everything and everything ends up being rosy, we're still all going to pass one day. Let's avoid probate. Mm-hmm. Let's leave money to the right people.
Yeah, there's really nothing wrong with doing the trust. No downside to it.
Yeah. So, you know, it's a constant learning process for us. You know, they say that we practice law because we're never quite you know, experts in it. We're always trying to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And as, you know, caregivers or as spouses or as children for parents or for in-laws, it's all a learning process. And you just got to keep learning on it. Now, something different for a moment because we got a minute left. Mm-hmm. Christmas is 1 week away, Jamarie.
Yes, it is.
What are the mm-hmm, what are the plans? What's going on?
Well,
just gift cards for all the boys?
It's gift cards, you know? It's money.
Gift card season.
Money. There's not a lot of presents to open, you know? They want cold, hard cash.
All right. Well, I know Santa's coming to our house, and then
so,
I got to figure out
there's going to be a lot of presents to open for Santa.
Well, the kids have been very good this year, so I think he knows
it.
Oh,
that's great.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you for listening to the Estate and Medicaid Planning Show with the Herzog Law Firm. For more information on their services, please visit herzoglaw.com. If you would like to speak with one of their attorneys, please contact the Albany office at 518-465-7581 or their Kingston office at 845-338-6405.